Hello. You are listening to the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast. We are here to walk with parents on their unwanted journey of child loss, guiding them to a place of hope, light, and purpose, not in spite of their child's death, but as a way to honor his or her life. And now, here is your host, author, speaker, and bereaved parent, Laura Deal.
Hi. Before I get started, I just want to acknowledge the fact that you showed up today because that is huge. This journey is so very difficult. It can literally suck the life out of us emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. I do not take it lightly that you took the effort to turn this on today to listen to what I have to share with you, especially on such a hard topic. So good job. If listening to this podcast episode is the biggest accomplishment you have today, that's okay. Now, we are going to talk about something that for many of us can feel heavy before the day even gets here, and that is Mother's Day. And specifically, how to handle Mother's Day after losing a child. If you're listening to this, you do not need me to tell you that this day can be one of the hardest days of the year because you're already feeling it. Maybe it's been building for days or even weeks. Now, before we go any further, I just want to gently mention that last week, last Sunday, was International Bereaved Mother's Day. And if you were able to acknowledge it in some way, I hope it gave you a small space to honor your child. And if you missed it, I want you to hear this clearly. You did not miss anything that can't still be done. You don't need a specific day on the calendar to remember your child, to honor them, to love your son or daughter. You're doing that every single day already. And right now, I am honoring you as the mother of your child who is no longer here with you. So now here we are heading into Mother's Day. And the question becomes, how do we handle it? How do we handle Mother's Day after losing a child when everything in us knows that it's been changed forever? Because this day isn't simple anymore. It isn't just about cards and flowers and being celebrated. It's layered. It's complicated. It can hold deep love and deep pain at the exact same time. For some of you, you may have other children who want to celebrate you and you want to be present for them. You want to smile, to engage, to honor their love for you. But at the same time, there's a part of your heart, there's a piece of your heart that isn't here. There's a child who should be part of that day and isn't. And that tension can feel exhausting. For others of you, this day may feel like something you would just rather avoid altogether. Maybe you don't want the attention. Maybe you don't want the reminders. You don't want to sit in a church service where mothers are asked to stand or receive a flower or be recognized in a way that feels like it only tells part of your story. And if that's you, that's okay. There is no one right way to handle Mother's Day after losing a child. Some years, you may choose to lean into it. Other years, you may choose to quietly step away, and both of those ways are valid. I know for me, there have been some moments on Mother's Day that have been deeply painful, moments that caught me completely off guard, moments that went far deeper than I expected. It reminds me that even when we think we're doing okay, grief has a way of showing up in places we didn't plan for. So if you're wondering how to handle Mother's Day after losing a child, I want to offer you something simple but important. Give yourself permission. Permission to feel whatever you feel. Permission to change your plans. Permission to say yes or to say no. Permission to do what you need to do to take care of your heart. Because this day is not about meeting expectations. It's about walking through it in a way that is honest for where you are. Now, I want to add something in here. I know it is such a fine line to walk when you have other children, especially those first few years. I remember those first few years, and it was horrible, honestly, because I knew my other children wanted to honor me as their mother, but my heart just wasn't in it, and I felt horrible about that. But the thing we have to be really careful about is making our other children feel like the one who isn't here is more important than the ones who are here. My daughter actually came to me at one point and told me that she believed I thought the wrong daughter died. That was devastating to me. I had no idea that she was taking the grief I was in, and that was the message that I was giving her. Obviously, not my intention, because that was far from the truth. I mean, I told her it wouldn't matter which child died, I would be a mess like this. And I have found out since then that that is fairly common in the siblings who have lost a brother or sister because of watching how their parents are grieving and basically how we are non-functioning because our grief is so deep. So I just want to add that in there, that we do have to find ways to push beyond our pain so that our other children know that we love them, we're glad they are still here. And I, like I said, I know how hard that is. I also want to remind you of something that may feel obvious, but it still needs to be said out loud. And that is, just because your child died does not mean you are no longer a mother. You are still your child's mom. You will always be their mom. That did not end. And even if no one else acknowledges that the way you wish they would, it's still true. So part of how we handle Mother's Day after losing a child may be allowing ourselves to recognize our own motherhood, to honor it, to acknowledge the love we still carry, and not just for the children who may be here with us, but also for the child who is not, because that love didn't go anywhere. It's still very much alive inside you, which is why it hurts so much. Some years on Mother's Day, I will allow myself a good cry at the start of the day, somewhere that I'm by myself, because this allows me to release the worst of the tension before my family sees me. Now, I'm one of those ugly criers. You can tell I have been crying. So I have to do my best to, you know, kind of wash my face and get all the redness off, because I really don't want to carry that much heaviness into Mother's Day to dampen how my other kids want to bless me. I mean, we're all thinking about Becca, but I don't want them to feel the heaviness of my loss more than the blessing of they're still here. So to pull myself out of it, I'll tell myself that it is time to focus on who is still here. Because I can still go down that rabbit hole of dark, suffocating grief of Becca not being here. But I have to literally tell myself, I need to start thinking about who is still here and to see them as the blessing they are and allow my time with them to be good and not completely overshadowed by who's not here. Now, when Becca first died, my other daughter, the one I just shared about, she basically turned her back on the family. She was estranged from us, and the pain from that was almost unbearable. I know I felt like I lost two daughters. My sons would say they felt like they lost both of their sisters. And there was especially one Mother's Day when she ended up walking past us to go into the same restaurant with another family on Mother's Day. I literally fell into my father-in-law's arms and I started wailing outside with people all around. And I remember saying something like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And so we ended up leaving and going to a different restaurant. Now, we have another son who's now pretty much estranged from the family. And that feels like an extra stab on a day like Mother's Day. Honestly, I pretty much wish Mother's Day did not exist, but it does. And it's kind of like Christmas. We just can't seem to get away from it. Now, I say all of that to let you know that I understand if you are a mom or a dad on Father's Day who has extra layers of grief because of things going on with your other children or even your own parents. So besides having a good cry first thing in the morning If that's what you want to do, I want to share a few more specific ideas on how to handle Mother's Day after losing a child. Now, these are just a few ideas. They're just possibilities, not expectations. So let me just make a few of these suggestions. You may find that doing something intentional helps ease a little bit of the pain, or at least gives it a place to go. And that might look like maybe setting aside some quiet time just for your child, almost like having a little time between you and them, lighting a candle, looking through photos, or holding something that connects you to them. Now, I know for some of you, it's still too fresh. You can't look at pictures. That's okay. Like I said, these are just ideas and suggestions. If they're not going to work for you, don't feel bad about it. You could write a letter to your child, sharing what's on your heart right now. For International Bereaved Mother's Day last Sunday, many of us put a heart on our hand and we put the name of our missing child inside the heart. Now, you could still do that for Mother's Day, and maybe on your other hand, put a heart with the names of your children who are still here so that you can show that all of your children are still in your heart, whether they're here or not. Some of you may want to do something in their honor, like planting flowers or giving to someone in need or doing some kind of act of kindness in their name. Or maybe even go out and buy yourself some flowers, picking out something that makes you feel like they are from your son or daughter. For some of you, the most important thing may be giving yourself permission to opt out of things that just feel too hard right now. Whether that's a church service, it's okay if you don't go to church on Mother's Day. It might be a gathering or some kind of expectation from people around you. And for others, it may mean allowing yourself to receive love from those around you, even if it feels complicated. You might find it helpful to change your environment for the day, take a walk or go somewhere quiet, or simply step away from what feels overwhelming. Some moms find comfort in creating a small personal tradition that helps keep their child included in the day. And if you can, connecting with someone who understands, even one person, can make a difference when you can speak your child's name and talk about your child who's not there with you on Mother's Day, but who still makes you a mother. Most of all, I want to remind you that you can come to God exactly as you are on this day. There's no right way to do this. You don't have to do all of these things. You don't have to do any of them. Even just making it through the day is enough. Just ask God to help you make it through the day. Just that simple thing. I do want to take a few minutes here and read something I wrote, which is a letter to my daughter, Becca. Now, many of you may have heard this before, but especially for those of you who have not, as I read this, maybe you can let these words become your own. It's called Honored to Be Your Mom. My child, flesh of my flesh, soul of my soul, part of my very being. I had an instant, deep, and fierce love when I first saw you. My heart was yours, and I knew I would give my very life to protect you. And yet, here I sit, with the suffocating pain and darkness of knowing I was unable to protect you from death. So now I find that just as deep and intense as my love for you is the deep and intense pain of my grief in living without you. And yet I know that somehow I must. How, God, how do I go on with a piece of my very being gone from this earth? And as I ask and seek for this help, God, in his tender love, compassion, and faithfulness, reminds me that I don't have to live without you. You are forever in my heart and my thoughts, and forever a part of my very being, that our separation is only temporary. You've just moved on to our eternal home before me, and you've unpacked and settled in, waiting for me and the rest of us to join you. This isn't a final goodbye. It is an I'll see you later. When I have the thoughts that I would give anything to see you again, to hug you or to hear you laugh, I realize that I will. Maybe not as soon as I want to, but it will happen. And so I will wait. I will wait with hope, expectancy, and even excitement to see you again. Every day I am here on this earth means I am one day closer to that desperate need I have as a mother to love on you. And while I wait, I will choose to live my life in a way that is full of love, full of peace and contentment, full of laughter, and yet I know it will also still be full of pain and longing. For I have now learned that all of these things can live inside me together. So, on this day of honoring mothers, let me say that I am honored. I am honored and blessed to be your mom, and I imagine and dream of our reunion someday, filled with love and joy that goes beyond words to describe it. But until then, I will have good days and bad days. I will have days filled with happiness and days filled with pain. And all of those days, I will continue to miss you with every fiber of my being. I hope that was a blessing to you. You know, you could write something as well on Mother's Day to your child. As we move through the rest of this week and into Mother's Day, I want you to know that you are not alone in this. I hope you can tell this by now. There are so many of us who understand what this day carries. And even when it feels isolating, I hope there is a quiet strength in knowing that we are walking this road together. So as you think about how to handle Mother's Day after losing a child, just take it one step at a time, one moment at a time. You don't have to figure out the whole day. Just do what seems right for you in the moment. There are certain days on the calendar that can feel especially heavy after the death of our child. Holidays like Mother's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, I'm going to include Father's Day in that. Even the ordinary dates that suddenly carry extraordinary weight. Sometimes we can see them coming, and sometimes they just seem to sneak up on us. Either way, they can leave us wondering, how am I going to make it through this day? And that's one of the reasons I wrote Reflections of Hope, a daily reading for bereaved parents. Now, this book isn't meant to be something you feel pressured to read every single day, checking a box or trying to keep up on it. Instead, this is something you can have on hand for the moments you need it the most. The days when your heart feels especially tender, those mornings when getting out of bed feels harder, the dates on the calendar that seem to take your breath away. On those days, you can simply open to the page for that day, find a short, gentle reading that meets you right where you are. It's not to fix your pain, not to rush you through your grief, but to sit with you in it and to remind you that you are not alone. Sometimes when a holiday like Mother's Day approaches, it can feel overwhelming even thinking about how to prepare. You may not have the energy to plan, to process, or even to pray, and that's okay. This is where having something already within reach can make such a difference. A few quiet words, a moment of connection, a reminder that God sees you even right where you are. My heart in writing this book was to give you something steady you can turn to when everything else feels uncertain, something you don't have to think about. You can just pick it up and receive hope and encouragement, because on the hardest days, sometimes that's all we can do, and that's enough. So to order, just go to gpshope.org/books or look it up on your favorite book provider. We will also have a link to the book in the show notes. Now, I am so excited to announce that we finally have everything set. So, I want to take a few minutes and share something that may feel a little different, but it might also be exactly what your heart has been needing. At GPS Hope, we understand that grief does not take a break. It doesn't pause just because life keeps moving forward. And sometimes what we need most is not just to get through another day, but to step away and simply breathe. And that's why we are inviting you to join us on the GPS Hope and Healing Grief Cruise. This is not just a vacation. It's what we call a seminar at sea. It's a space created specifically for those who are carrying deep loss. For a few days, you have the opportunity to be surrounded by others who understand. People who don't need explanations, people who know what it's like to carry this kind of pain. During our time together, there are gentle opportunities for healing, daily workshops with compassionate presenters, small circles of hope groups where you can connect with others who share a similar loss. There are also meaningful moments woven throughout the experience. There'll be times to honor your child and to acknowledge their life in a way that feels safe and understood. And something that many parents find so meaningful, we share meals together, sitting in a reserved section of the dining room, so you're not walking into a room full of strangers, but into a place where you belong. There are times of music on the ship, creative expression, the quiet connections, along with the beauty and the relaxation of being somewhere different, surrounded by the ocean, the beautiful ports of call, with space to rest your heart. But I also want to say this clearly, there's no pressure. You are invited to participate in as much or as little as you feel able. Some moments you may want to join in. Other moments you may just need to sit quietly, look out at the water, and let your soul catch up with your heart. Both are okay. Now, just to let you know, the workshops are always on the days that we are at sea. We don't plan things on the days that we're in a port so that you can go out and enjoy wherever we are. Now, this time is for you. If your heart has been longing for a place where you don't have to explain your grief, where you can be with others who truly understand, and where gentle healing can take root, this may be something to prayerfully consider. You can find more information, including dates and details, by going to gpshope.org/cruise. Now, the next one will be in October of 2027. You have plenty of time to pay for it over time. We would truly love to have you join us and to walk alongside you on the GPS Hope and Healing Grief Cruise. Every week, we take time to remember and honor the birthdays of our children. It's a sacred time here on this podcast, and it's one of my favorite things to do. So here are this week's birthdays. Milo Kosterna bloomed on earth to blossom in heaven on May 3rd. Lisa Nana Ya-Aning, I believe she also went by the name of Monica, was born on May 4th and is forever 2 years old. Adam Walker was born on May 6th and is forever 28. Kaz McClure was born on May 8th and is forever 30. As always, we celebrate the day these children came into the world. We know it's an important day and always worth remembering and celebrating. If you would like to have your child's birthday shared with the other listeners on the week of his or her birthday, I would love to be able to do that for you. Just go to gpshope.org/birthdays. Fill out that form with the information we need, and we will add your child to the birthday segment the week of his or her birthday. Now remember to fill out the pronunciation part. If sometimes your child's name is mispronounced, because I want to say it correctly for you. And also, don't wait until their birthday gets close. We do record some of these ahead of time, and I would hate to miss your child's birthday if we've already recorded that episode. Dave keeps track of all that, and we'll be sure to get your child's birthday shared that week. And Dave will also send you an email to remind you to listen. I am praying for you for strength, because we need it, for wisdom to know what your heart needs, and for moments, however small, where you feel the love you have for your child more than the pain of missing him or her. And whatever this Mother's Day looks like for you, it's okay. If this episode has been helpful, please share it with another mom who may also be struggling this Mother's Day. And remember to hold on. Pain eases. There is hope.